USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and South Korea have officially announced that their annual joint military exercises, a particular irritant for North Korea, are ending for good. They'll be replaced by smaller maneuvers instead. Just back from his summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump tells CPAC the U.S. relationship with North Korea is still strong.
We made a lot of progress, and we'll continue to make progress, and I really think what we're doing there is very important. But we actually had a walk, but I think we had a very good meeting. In fact, when I came home, they put out a statement that actually they were willing to do much less on the sanction front.
While the president was speaking, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was launching his second presidential campaign with a rally in his hometown. He called President Trump the most dangerous commander-in-chief in modern history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Flooding caused by days of heavy rain led to a massive flood near the Russian River in California's wine country. Scott Ziegler tells KGO his mechanic shop in Guerneville was ruined by 8 feet of water.
We were expecting bad. Total loss, probably wasn't expecting that.
Sonoma County officials say teams are out this weekend to inspect some 2,600 homes, leaving green, yellow, or red tags, each based on the extent of damage. SpaceX is now on the verge of flying humans for the first time.
3, 2, 1. 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
The company's new Crew Dragon capsule, which was built to carry NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, has blasted off from Cape Canaveral. It doesn't have people on board yet, but a successful test flight could mean astronauts may be on board by this summer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While announcing the U.S. will pay up to $1 million for information concerning the whereabouts of the new leader of Al-Qaeda, State Department officials revealed the success of the Rewards for Justice program. John Clemens reports.
A son of Osama bin Laden, Hamza, is the latest focus of the Rewards for Justice program. Might even office with the State Department.
Since its inception in 1984, the program has paid in excess of $150 million U.S. dollars to more than 100 people, individuals, that prevented international terrorist attacks or helped to bring terrorists to justice.
His message to Hamza bin Laden?
We are looking for you, and we will get you.
I'm John Clemens.
Disney is putting the finishing touches on its much-anticipated Star Wars attraction. The land, which is called Galaxy's Edge, is set to open later this year. With more, here's USA's Rick Vincent.
Disneyland is preparing to give Star Wars fans a taste of space in its newest coming attraction. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens this year, both this summer in California and this fall in Florida. It's designed to deliver a fully physical and immersive experience with look, feel, sound, smells, and even tastes of Star Wars. On a 14-acre playground with character interactions, unique food, and shopping and plenty of rides. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.